Let the garden door be shut and leave me to my hearing. Give me your hand, sir.
My duty, madam, and most humble service.
What is your name?
Cesario is your servant's name, fair princess.
My servant, sir. 'Twas never merry world since lowly feigning was called compliment. Your servant to the Count Orsino, you.
And he is yours, and his must needs be yours. Your servant's servant is your servant, madam.
For him, I think not on him. For his thoughts, would they were blank rather than filled with me.
Madam, I come to wake your gentle thoughts on his behalf.
Oh, by your leave, I pray you. I bade you never speak again of him. But would you undertake another suit? I had rather hear you to solicit that than a music from the spheres.
Dear lady!
Give me leave, beseech you. I did send, after the last enchantment you did hear, a ring in chase of you. So did I abuse myself, my servant, and I fear me, you. Under your hard construction must I sit, to force that on you in a shameful cunning which you knew none of yours. What might you think? Have you not set mine honor at the stake, and baited it with all the unmuzzled thoughts the tyrannous heart can think? To one of your receiving enough is shown. A cypress, not a bosom, hides my heart. So let me hear you speak.
I pity you.
But that's a decree to love.
No, not agree. For 'tis a vulgar proof that very oft we pity enemies.
Why then, methinks 'tis time to smile again. O world, how apt the poor are to be proud. If one should be a prey, how much the better to fall before the lion and the wolf. The clock upbraids me with the waste of time. Be not afraid, good youth, I will not have you. And yet, when wit and youth is come to harvest, your wife is like to reap a proper man. There lies your way, due west.
Then, westward home.